Well, good afternoon. Thank you so much for being here to learn with me as I work on the Mida of Bitachon. Today is the 4th. It's Dalet Adar Rishon, Tafshin Tei Dalet, February 13th, 2024. And we're learning today in honor of Baruch Hashem, our new grandson, whose name is Chaim Isser ben David. And of course, also, he's the son of Chaya Rivka. And also in honor of the proud father, David, his birthday tomorrow, Emirat Hashem, and a special mention to my in-laws, to my mechutanim, I should say, the Finks, Dr. and Mrs. Fink, who journeyed here and to join with us in this beautiful simcha. We're continuing to talk about Hashem being the only source of everything good that we have. And we're in the Aruch HaTzaddikim, in the Shar HaSimcha, where he's quoting a pasuk, Devarim Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches. Where do we get strength from? And by the way, there's a good story coming, so stick around for a few minutes. It'll be in conjunction with the first part of the discussion. Ki hu hanosen lecha koach lasos choyel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, he's the only one who gives to you this strength to do valor, to be successful, as Moshe Rabbeinu tells the second generation in the Midbar. A person thinks, I feel strong. Hopefully we feel strong. We feel confident. We feel vibrant. We feel healthy. Hopefully, Be'ezras Hashem, we feel all of that. But where do we get it from ultimately? Hashem literally gives it to us. He puts it in our lap. What is choyel? We know there are multiple meanings. It could mean war, of course. So the only way we are able to wage war against our adversaries is because Hashem gives us that strength, grants us the power. Choyel could mean wealth. The only way we're able to have an income is because Hashem gives us the power to work on that. Choyel could mean a host of people. It could mean procreation. It could mean population. All these, by the way, are mentioned. Borech Hashem Chelo. If you remember, in Parshas Vezos HaBracha, with the blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Shevet Levi, Borech Hashem Chelo Ufal Yadav Tirtzeh, you'll notice that Meforshim explain, Chelo, Hashem, bless his Chayel. There are multiple explanations. There's valor, there's war, there is the soldiers from Shevet Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a special bracha to the Chashmonoi and the Kohanim, who are going to fight against the Avanim, who come from, they come from Shevet Levi, the Chashmonoim, and it has to do with Shevet Levi, the wealth of the Kohanim. The word choyel is what we're centering our attention on right now. It says Hashem gives you the ability, lasos choyel, to generate this choyel. Choyel could mean wealth also. We know that the Levim have the Kohanim who bring the ketores, the incense, each day. It says it's me'asheres, it brings wealth to people. It could mean population, because Shevet Levi needed a bracha for more population because they had a high-risk job. They were working in the holiest places, the Kohanim and the Levim, and they had to be extremely meticulous not to overstep their bounds. So the word choyel could mean all these different meanings, a person of valor, a person of strength, a person of wealth, a person of productivity, who gives us the power to have all of it. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, but what about all my work that I do? What about all my training, my research, my investment? That's all the means to this end. We say it over and over again. The ultimate one who gives it to us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He grants it to us because a person could work hard in every area, could work oneself inside out, and if Hashem doesn't want it to be successful, then it won't. But if Hashem wants it to be successful, then it will, even with sometimes not the full power, hishtadlus, as we learned last time, that Yehonasan told his weapon bearer in Shmuel Aleph. Yomer, and it says in Zechariah, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Vav, Lo V'chayil, the Navi says, don't think that it's your hard work and valor and your efforts that land you the success. Lo V'chayil, below the Choach. It's not with human strength. That is not the deciding factor. We need it for Hishtadlus, but that is not what does it. Ki im beruchi, Amar Hashem Tzavakos. Hashem said, it's only because of my spirit, meaning my desire, Kavi Yachal, that it happened. So that's the only way. That's why we have to place our bitachon in Hashem. V'chein ha'adam, says the Aruch HaTzaddikim. It's the same situation with any person. And this is extremely common. Asher kol chiyuso utzrachav, that all of this person's livelihood, his sustenance, and his needs, teluyim the adam acher, they're dependent on a different person. It could be one's employer, one's spouse, one's parents, sometimes it's other relatives, a friend. Where should the recipient place his or her trust? Where should the recipient not place his or her trust? Lo yosim bitchono belibo al ha'adam havu. The person should not place his trust in his innermost feelings on that person. Ach yosim shoresh bitchono. Rather, the person has to place the root of his trust, the omek halev, in the depth of the heart, in the true depths of one's feelings and emotions. Babori yisparach, only in Hashem blessed be he. The Ein Dai Masha Omer Kein Belibo, says the Aruch HaTzaddikim. It's not enough to just think this. It's not enough to just entertain the thought and to process it in one's brain. Oh, yes, Ribono Shel Olam, thank you. Everything is from you, and I only trust in you ultimately. That's absolutely required. It's necessary, but it's not enough. We have to take it to the next level. We know there is Machshava, and the next level is Dibur. So the Aruch HaTzaddikim says, we have to take it to the next level. Yes, I know that it all comes from Hashem. Ela yitain shevach v'hodoya labora yisparach. The person has to give praise and thanks and acknowledgement to Hashem, the Creator, blessed be He. Al zeh, about this fact, asher lo azav chasto mi'ito, that Hashem has not forsaken His kindness from with this person. So the Aruch HaTzaddikim told us that these two levels of machshava and dibur need to be engaged and activated when it comes to acknowledging that everything we have is ultimately from Hashem. He is the address. He's the only one. He's the destination and the origin and everything for us. We have to say it also, especially we have it part of davening. We have modim anachnu lach. What about the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei? And then after we have all those requests in the middle, we have modim. We have all these praises. So it's actually part of the template. It's in the tefillah. It's prescribed for us every day. The key is to have kavana. And now it's time for a mashal. The Aruch HaTzaddikim says, I have an analogy for you. He says it's a mashal noah. It's a really beautiful analogy. How does this all make sense? How do we put it in perspective? Bahu kimo, and it's similar to the following scenario. Mea ivrim, there are 100 blind people, hahochim ze achar ze, who are walking in a line, this one after this one. Bechol echad, okay, so you say to yourself, well, how do they know where they're going? They don't know where they're going. Bechol echad sam yado, each one places his hand al kesef chavero, on the shoulder of his friend, the one in front of him. Uvarosh kulam, but at the head of all of them, who's the leader of the line? Who is it? Yesh ish haroe. There's the person who's able to see. Vahu manhig kulam acharav, and he leads all of them after him. What is in the mind of each blind person? Is he saying, oh, I'm so accomplished. I am my own GPS. I can get anywhere. I'm self-sufficient. Is that what he's thinking? No. Hine, behold, kol echad yodea. Every single one knows. And this is going to be the mashal for every person. Everybody knows. She'af al-pi she'sam yado al-kesef chaveiro. That even though he's placing his hand on his friend's shoulder, v'hu manhigo, and the friend in front of him guides him and leads him, she'ein zosan haga ba'a mikocho. That this guidance is not generated and originated in the strength of that person in front of him, because the person in front of me is also blind. It's not coming from him. It's certainly not coming from me. Ach kulam nimshachim, but they are all being drawn. They're all part of one line. Achar ha'ish haroeh harishon. After that first person in line, the line leader, who's the one who sees, vim yiyeh nishmat mehem. And if, chas v'shalom, one of these blind people will be separated from them, or if that one who sees will somehow go off on his own, yikashlu kulam biyipolu. They will all stumble and fall. That is the mashal. And I venture to say we all understand the nimshal. Every human being is really blind. We're blindsided. We're unaware. We're naive. No matter how much research and studying we do and how much wisdom we amass and how much we invest, still there are such amounts of blindness we have. Zeh yosim ha'adam elibo. This is what a person should put to his heart. V'yachshav, and he should think. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Hamanhig, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, is the leader. He's the only one. He's the engine. He's the power source. V'chulanu ka'ivrim, and we're all like blind people. We can't really see what's going on. We have some type of impression and understanding of where we're headed, but the truth is that without the leadership of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we would be nowhere. We wouldn't have any strength. V'chol echad mimenu, and every one of us, mistayeya, is assisted, benezer, and is helped to the ezer chavera, with the help of someone else. So if somebody signs my paycheck, or if somebody provides for my needs, that is definitely to be acknowledged, and the person has to be shown gratitude. But that's what's called mistayeya benezer, is assisted and helped, the ezer chavera. Ach ein koach b'chavero. But that person, that benefactor of mine, that person who helps me so much would have no strength to do it. Lule hamanig ha'elyon. If not for the lofty leader, the one who guides everything, hanos en kol derachav yisharim, who puts all the person's ways straight, ve'ein laharher acharav. And we cannot second guess Hashem about things that are not in our control. Because what happens is, sometimes, as we delve into this mashal, Hashem sends people upon whose shoulders our hands are placed, and those people seem to guide us this way or that way, and it looks wrong. But if we say to ourselves, I did everything I can, and I ended up in this situation because this person guided me or pulled me somehow this way, this relationship, this is the people in my family I ended up with. Sometimes it's not always so simple to interact or to understand each other, that is Ein Lahar Her Acharav. Those types of situations, I'm not supposed to be agonizing over it, second-guessing it, and anxious about it, because Hashem has a whole scheme, He has a whole plan, and those are the things that I have to realize are always to be controlled by Hashem, and Hashem guides me, and I have to do my best to deal with them. But it says here that people, to a degree, are all blind because they're put into situations. It's a mashal to this blindness of this whole line of people. Sometimes people are blind, even in an instant, for a small amount of time, and they could either make a mistake that's for 1 second, and it could change lots of other factors in their lives. And some of them are longer, some of them are shorter, but we have to realize that there is the manhig in front of the whole line. So all the people who help me, there's a chain of assistance coming my way that's all originating with Hashem. And this inyan of blindness, it reminded me of a story. Sometimes a person is blinded for a moment, says the wrong word or something like that. So around a year ago, I would like to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was the Rofei Cholin, but had a number of different surgical procedures, a major surgery, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, hopefully nobody knows of this, but there are always the phone calls beforehand, the pre-op phone call, to make sure that everything's in order before, during, and after a surgery. And they want to make sure that you will react okay to anesthesia, that you have no family history of negative reactions, you don't have allergies to certain medicines, et cetera. So as the lady was asking me the questions and going through the checklist, so you know how they usually ask you, in case they have to send medicine, they'll ask you which pharmacy you use, they'll ask you which medicines you're taking. So in the line of questions, suddenly the lady says, okay, and do you still use Roselawn Cemetery? And then there was a very awkward, uncomfortable silence. At which point, I think I was laughing, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I meant to say Roselawn Pharmacy, not Roselawn Cemetery. And I'm thinking to myself, if the pre-op checklist includes a question, which cemetery do you use, I'm not so sure that this is the place to get my surgery. Well, anyway, Baruch Hashem, it was just a slip of the tongue. And then the lady said, without missing a beat, but you should know, by the way, that Roselawn Cemetery is really a beautiful cemetery. But anyway, I said to myself, that's really hysterical. It's hilarious. But that one slip, It changed from a pharmacy to a cemetery. How did that happen? Because it says, Kulanu ka'ivrim. There are times that we're blinded, and we sometimes say the wrong thing. It was very humorous. There's a bit of morbid humor, which I very much appreciate. But it's really indicative of being a human being, where sometimes we say the wrong word or phrase, and it could have repercussions. Maybe it'll just bring a chuckle. But we have to realize that this is how it is to be a human being. Kulanu ka'ivrim. That means the people whom I support, I am not supposed to think that I'm the greatest person in the world and become conceited because of it, because there are people upon whose shoulders my hands are. And those people have their hands on people's shoulders who were before them. But it all originates with Hashem. Hashem is the power source for everything. As the Or HaTzadikim tells us, Ruchamo Shahamis Parnes. And just like the one who is being supported, Lo Yachshov Ela about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should only think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means my support, I'm not placing my trust in this human being. By the way, just to mention, it's very crucial to remind ourselves, one of the many reasons not to place our full ultimate trust in people is because we will be sorely disappointed, because people are human and they don't always deliver. And if we depend on someone else's emotions, someone else's smile, if we're fully dependent on that, we're in trouble, because that is a human being who might not be feeling well sometimes, might not be able to come through. So that's why it's to love people, we should not trust in them. Then we're able to love them. But if our expectations are too high, we know that it is very crucial to remember, and it's dependent on how much we trust in them, that will also lead to, it's a proportion, it's proportionate. The more that I put my stakes in people, the more difficult it will be to love them and to appreciate them, because my expectations might not be met. So the less I expect perfection from people and their support and their relationships, then I'll be able to love them and see their positive parts. But when I go ahead and I expect perfection from this relative or this friend in the relationship, the chances are I'll be disappointed, because we're all like blind people. We don't get it sometimes. We sometimes don't deliver and we're not successful, which leads to the other mitos, like hatred. Don't hate other people. Don't be angry. All the mitos are intertwined, as we know. So says the Or HaTzadikim, the person who's being supported should definitely not think that the one supporting me, who is a human being, is the supporter. Kach ha-mefarnes. The same thing with the one who does the supporting, the provider. Lo yiskoeh shehu mefarnes. Should not be overly conceited or arrogant that this is the one who's supporting someone else. Ahu ki'iver. Even the supporter who's helping someone else has to remember that he is like a blind person. He has his limits. He has shortcomings that a human being possesses. He's an iver hamanhig iver chavero. He's just another blind person leading his friend who's also blind. The Ezra's hamanhig harishon. But there's no reason to panic. You see a line of blind people walking down the street. Is it a reason to panic? No. It's the Ezra's hamanhig harishon. It's all with the assistance. It's all generated from the Mani Harishon, the first, only leader, the one who guides, the guiding light of the whole universe, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu HaRoah, that Hashem is the one who sees. And as we're concluding the topic, the mashal of the blindness of every human being in a figurative way, we have a pasuk that the Or HaTzadikim brings to prove it. The Alzeh Ne'emar, because everything that the Heilige Or HaTzadikim says, it's rooted in the Torah Shebiktav, it's in the Tanakh and the Torah Shebaal Peh. So it says in Yeshayah Mem Beis Tes Zayin, V'holachti, and I will guide, I will bring Ivarim Baderech, Baderech Lo Yadou, blind people in a path that they have not known. V'nestivos Lo Yadu Adrichem, in paths that they haven't known, I will guide them. Hashem is the supreme, ultimate GPS. The Omer, it says in Yeshayah Mem Beis Yud Ches. By the way, speaking of GPS, did it ever mess up on you? Of course, how many times in Google we trust. Chas Shalom. Oh, it's Google Maps. How many times Of course it works most of the time. Baruch Hashem, it's ingenious. I'm grateful to Hashem for Google Maps and there's all those other things that work the same way. But how many times have you gotten directions? Okay, I'm going to use my GPS. And I remember one notable case. I'm bringing one of my sons to baseball practice, and it tells you turn here, make a left here, etc. And we pull up, and straight in front of me is a beautiful, glorious, imposing brick wall with nothing else around. And what does the Google Maps say? You have arrived. We arrived at a brick wall because it says that Google Maps is still human and it still can be blind. As it says here, Hashem says, though, I will get you there. Don't worry. I will go ahead and override Google Maps. Bitachon is the override button. We override Derech HaTeva, everything natural that's supposed to work a certain way. It could be medicine, it could be doctors, it could be employers, it could be relationships that we depend on. There has to be an override button, a.k.a. Bitachon. If it's not working, that's because maybe I need to ultimately shift my Bitachon to Hashem, and it might be through a different messenger, a different agent, or it could be the same agent who's going to actually correct how this agent is going to assist me. So it says that's what it is with human beings. And it says in Yeshaya Mem Beis Yerches, Beha Ivrim Habitu Liros. You blind, the blind ones, look to see, because we're limited. Our scope of vision, it's so impaired because we're humans. The eye of the intellect. So Hashem says, Habitu Liros, if you look to see and you know that you trust in me, you'll be able to see. The omen, it says in Yeshaya Mem Beis Yotes, Mi Iver Kim Avdi, who is blind except for my servant? Every person who's an Eved Hashem realizes that there are limitations. The Cheresh Kimalachi, what about that sense? And my messenger and my send is like a deaf person. Sometimes we hear something, but we don't hear it. I bet it happened to you. I don't know, it's happened to me before. Someone says, I told you about that. Don't you remember I told you? No, I don't remember. Maybe I was spaced out. I don't know what happened. I zoned out at that time. I didn't hear. Literally. I don't think I heard it. But Hashem guards us. Remember we said earlier, the Pasuk, Shomer Psoim Hashem. Hashem guards the fools. Afilu Be'ez Shehu Eno Shomer Atzmo Karo'oi Ho'elkim Merachem Allah B'Shomer Osa Min HaPagoy. Remember that quote? Even when a person is not all there, because we are missing our senses sometimes. Hashem guards a person. That's Shomer Psoim Hashem. Sometimes a person is like a fool. A person is like naive, is unaware. But Hashem is, he has our back. The more bitachon, then the more we have that assurance. That's what we've been learning since the beginning, since the Chofetz Chaim wrote it to the soldiers in the Machne Yisrael. The Cheresh Kamalachi Eshlach. Who's deaf like my messenger whom I'll send? Cheresh could also mean deaf, and you, it depends on the context. Who is blind like a perfect or devoted one to Hashem? And who's blind like a servant of Hashem? So this ends the small study about what the Aruch HaTzaddikim tells us. We're all missing. We all have deficiencies. We all have shortcomings and lacks. And Hashem is the one who fills those for us. And we shouldn't think that we're the ones who can see. Remember Shmuel HaNavi said, I'm the one who sees. I'm the Roah. Hashem said, oh, you think you're the Roah? Remember when they came to him, he said, I'm the Roah. Hashem said, oh, really? You think you can see? I'll show you that you don't see. And when it came to anointing the sons of Yishai, he kind of didn't get it right. And he's a Navi. Until Hashem said, you know, you think you see? We can't even claim that we can see everything. The next paragraph is the introduction to the aspects of our life in which we have to trust in Hashem. Very organized sefer. And we're going to read this paragraph now, and this is the table of contents for the next section of our Vod. Hinei and behold, kol ha-devorim shebotchim bo ba-kadosh baruch hu, all the areas of life in which we trust in Hashem. There are eight types, eight divisions of trust in Hashem, meaning, not like we said earlier, there were prerequisite thoughts and philosophies and ideas that he had presented, which were necessary in order to have bitachon. Now he's going to start telling us the actual meat and potatoes of bitachon. Where, in which situations, What aspects of life do we need to activate constantly the mitzvah of bitachon? It says there are 8 of them. Interesting that the first 3, I wonder if they're going to ring a bell. Let's see. If you've been with us, then this will sound very familiar. Ha'echad, one of them is, inyan guf ha'adam bilvad, is the matter of the person's body alone. Now, in this section, he's going to talk to us about health. Hasheni, the second one, which, by the way, we're going to expand, Mirtz Hashem, with great detail starting next week. The second one, inyan parnasaso, is the livelihood, the person's income, support. Hashlishi, the third one, inyan ishto, is the matter of one's spouse, but he expands it to the relatives as well, all the relatives. So if we stop here, catch our breath for a minute, does it sound familiar? I bet it does. Do you remember the Rambam and the Mora Nevuchim in his splendid summary of Eov's personality, which the Rambam said, I like the opinion in the Gemara Bava Basra best that says Eov lo hoy of lo nivra. It was not an actual person. It's a mashal, which as my Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Wein explained to us when he taught us Eov in Beis Medrash, it's really every person because every person goes through some suffering in life. The Rambam actually delineated these 3 areas of challenge in a person's life. These are the pillars of difficulty and challenge and perseverance, of course, from which we grow. That's health. That's the person's health. It's emotional, mental, and physical health is the first one. The second one has to do with enough money to live, livelihood and income. The third one has to do with relationships. That's exactly the 3 predicaments, challenges, tragedies, though, Elena, that Eov suffered, but he recovered later, Baruch Hashem, in a wonderful, beautiful way. Those are the first 3 that the Aruch HaTzadikim lists. No coincidence. These are absolutely the fundamentals of bitachon, and they face us every day. Haravi, the 4th one, chovos halavavos. Those are the obligations of the hearts, our emotions, our thoughts, our aspirations, v'ha'ivorim, and the limbs. That the person, misyachid means that the person deals with them personally, alone, in their benefit and their damage. We'll see what he means. But if you look carefully, you'll see that they're expanding on the first 3, starting from number 4. At least 4 and number 5 are actually, as I said, they're just getting in elaborations of the first 3. Hachamisha, the 5th one, chovos ha'ivarim, those are the obligations of the person's limbs. Asher to'altan meniska na'cherim, that their benefit and their damages to others. This doesn't have too much meaning right now because I'm reading you what really amounts to a table of contents. But the value of this paragraph, of course, and tables of contents are very valuable, is that it shows you the scope of bitachon, of how far-reaching and all-encompassing bitachon needs to be. Hashishi, the 6th one, gemul olam hazeh, that is the reward and payment in this world. Which is very fascinating. In case you're going to lose sleep over that one, what does that mean? That people worry sometimes, oh, if my life is going smoothly, Baruch Hashem, does that mean I'm using up my reward in the world to come? So he'll tell you, no, it doesn't mean that. That's, in a nutshell, at least part of that bitachon. Hashvi is gemul olam haba, hatafon na tzadikim. The 7th one will be about the reward of the world to come, which is hidden away for the righteous. We have an element of bitachon in that area that is necessary. And finally, Hashmini, the 8th one, will be Gemul Yemos HaMashiach. That will be the payment and reward in the days of Mashiach. We know there are 3 future time periods. Yemos HaMashiach is the 1st one. Olam Haba / Techiyas HaMesim is the 2nd one. And Yemos HaElef Hashvi, the days of the 7th millennium, that's the 3rd future time period. Without getting into that, and that will not be something we're going to explore in depth, just on the surface, from the prism, through the perspective of bitachon. Thank you so much for joining us. And Amir Hashem, next week we'll continue to the very first one. We're going to start talking about health and how we have to trust in Hashem regarding our physical and mental health. Have a wonderful week, and thank you so much for joining us.